Let's hit it.
Boy. Lean in now for some.
Damn.
Yeah.
Boy, he's thick. Boy, that's a thick ass
ball. Thick headline.
Let's put some. Let's put a little pep in our step. Mm-hmm. That last segment was lazy on my part. I apologize to you, listeners.
Oh,
let's
man.
Get into this.
You don't have
Austin
to apologize.
Austin has been named one of the top forgetful cities of 2024.
What does that mean? I feel like you're. What?
We're one of the cities that forgets stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, like we forgot more than half of our residents and left them behind. We've been named one of those cities that leaves stuff at home that forgets stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's easy to do.
I think it's because a couple of reasons. One, we're super stoned.
It's all the hustle and bustle, really.
I like that, hustle and bustle.
Also, I think one of the things that we forget a lot is, like, this town has a lot of young people who like to drink in NF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that dude goes, yeah, I'll call you. And then he never seems to call, right?
Hate
he just forgot,
guy.
Ladies. I'm sure he just forgot is
Hate
all.
That guy.
And so that probably ups our count and why we're forgetful. Anyway, that's just a thing I wanted to throw out there. Here's the next story for you. There's something new opening up on Breaker Lane, and it's called Austin Pickle Ranch. 50,000 square foot indoor pickleball facility. I don't care about pickleball. I still don't understand the idea of why people are excited about. I don't understand why pickleball has excited anybody.
Still going on?
It makes no sense to me. I bring this in here because when I saw Austin Pickle Ranch, I thought somebody was going to open.
I'm hungry.
Like a big ass pickle, you know, like a real ass pickle monger, like you get up on the East Coast,
right?
Thought it was
or
a
on
new
the West
type
Coast.
Of ranch,
I thought a guy
just
was going to have those big old barrels, mm-hmm. and they were going to be naturally fermenting a bunch of pickles.
Just put your arm down in there and
yeah.
get you one.
And I got super effing excited. I was like, right. finally. Spicy dills.
Nothing like a cold beer and a cold pickle.
You ever have one of those big ass pickles that they soak in Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
No, I haven't had
that's
that.
Good. I've had one that just tastes just like
it.
A pickle.
I just like
that's
the regular.
What I thought, that's what I thought. And it turns out it's pickleball. It's just more
ridiculous.
What? How desperate are we to do something with our lives that so many people are leaning into pickleball? I'm sorry, Tom. Tom is a friend of the show, and he's like the head of the group that's trying to make pickleball a thing.
Mm.
I'm not trying to fight against him. He's winning.
Clearly, they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tom should invite us out to play pickleball sometime and we would understand it.
It's one of those sports where everybody, I guess, can do it to some degree, some level.
All right.
And I don't see many pickleball injuries. There's not many sports injuries associated with pickleball.
You know who played
there?
Pickleball?
Who?
Gary from The Golden Bachelor, who already dumped his wife 3 months in.
Scumbag.
Oh, I want some money on that.
How much?
Huh? I knew that wasn't going
to. Stuff to do this weekend. On Sunday, there's a beginner's guide to hydroponics workshop at the Austin Creative Reuse. I bring it up because they're saying, like, hey, if you want to learn to grow lettuce or a basil plant, but I know what you guys out there want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know how to grow stuff in a jar of water in a closet in your house, Austin Creative Reuse.
You'll be very popular.
Very, very, very popular. It's a great way to make friends. Other things to do this weekend. Austin Reggae Fest is happening from Friday to Sunday.
Hey.
Please pronounce it right. It's Raga.
If you love the smell of body odor on a young white kid, uh-huh. Austin Raga Fest is your place to go.
Who's got a pit bull on a leash?
Yeah. If you love to watch one cop randomly chase one other kid through a festival,
uh-huh.
Austin Raga Fest is your place to go. This has been going on, I want to say, for like 38 years. It's been going on for a long time. And it used to be, before we had South by Southwest, before we had ACL or any of those things, Raga Fest was a thing that everybody went to go do in the city, just like Eeyore's or whatever. And it was a day where, you know what I mean, you could get in for, what, two canned food items?
Yeah.
And nobody cared about the bands, and it was a place to try to hit on people. Mm-hmm. And there was always one kid that showed up with a snake around his neck because he desperately needed attention.
Right.
Anyway, I miss it, and I'm glad that it's back. So there you go. The 40th Annual Preservation Home Tour is happening Saturday and Sunday. Tickets available online. Just Google Austin Home Tour, and you can check that out. And then lastly, ladies and gents,
what do you got?
This is, you know, I always bring things in for our friend Chewy, who loves food.
Yes.
Chewy, I know that you don't like alcohol drinks, but you like other fun drinks, right?
If it's something unique and or tasty.
There's a place called Sip Munch Cafe that's near your house. It's up at like Metric and Breaker.
Okay.
Vietnamese coffees.
Oh.
A lighter, creamier version of traditional Vietnamese iced coffee. Added flavors like coconut, sesame, ube, purple yam, pandan, sweet aromatic plants from Southeast Asia.
You don't even know what he's talking about.
Fruity green teas, mango, dragon fruit, pineapple, peach lemongrass.
Peach lemongrass sounds good, Bob.
But here's the other reason I bring it in. They're serving something called a croffle. I'm going to pop it up on screen so you can see what a croffle is.
I guess it's a waffle with a croissant waffle?
It's a croissant. It's a waffleized croissant.
And oh, look at that, this, Bob. You want one.
When I saw this, I thought that's Chewy's high mind there for sure.
Look at that.
I like the one in the middle.
Yeah, she's pretty. I like that one, too.
But I thought it'd be a good place for you to go. You could get baked out of your mind and go there and then drink like a super sweet drink and then get one of those croffles. And that looks like something you might enjoy.
Yeah, I'll try those if they have like a sampler. I'd like to try all.
Oh, like a flight?
Please.
Can I get a flight?
You got a flight of these?
Croffles? What do they call? Is that did I pronounce it right?
Croffle.
Yeah. Croffle.
I guess it's a traditional Vietnamese family that has opened business.
It's on Palmer. It's right on my.
Yeah, it's right there. Palmer, apartment 105. Apartment?
I got to go into someone's house? I'm still going.
We are passionate about bringing the vibrant flavors and rich cultural heritage of Vietnamese coffees and fruit teas. Hey.
I mean, how long until... I know L.A.'s got some sleeper places that people are cooking in their backyard or in their home.
Right.
Can I do that? Can I... Like, I'm cooking. It's a five...
No. Well, here's the thing. You can do it. You got to make sure not to get caught doing it.
I'll book five seats every other hour.
You remember Bidia Queen here in Austin?
Yeah.
And she was serving out of her house.
Del Barrio was in his garage.
Yeah, you got to be careful because there are weird rules you got to follow.
Man, F.
F the man?
Yeah.
Way to stick it to him.
Essentially. Sorry.
Stick it to him.
Sorry, man.
Hey, if we hurry and go to break a little early and get Miss Pat, if she's just arrived, and we can get her out of the lobby and get her in here.
Okay.
Should we do that?
I'd love to get her in here.
I would, too. First, let me tell you about Breaks to Go, breakstogo.com.
Matt, will you take 60 seconds to tell us about Breaks to Go?
According to Matt Bob, we're powered by Chewy. As promised, in studio, very excited, Miss Pat, superstar Miss Pat, is here with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I don't know about all this superstar, but...
You don't think superstar?
Nah, I still shop at Walmart some days.
When we...
You and me both.
When we talk to you... The first time we talked to you was maybe 2 years ago. I think it was, you were just getting, I think it was second season Miss Pat show was just going up. I think it's what we were talking to you about, was that the second season was just coming out and going to air. Okay? Since then, your show's been picked up a couple more times. Are you season
four? I'm four. Season four, May 23rd.
How's that feel?
It's great. I'm a judge, too, so I'm getting ready to tape season two of Miss Pat Settles It, so it feels okay.
Are you starting to feel good about all of this, or does it still feel, because when we talked to you before, you were like, I mean, I guess it's all right. I don't want to say that you didn't believe it, but I guess it was newer to you at that moment.
I think it's still new. I look at everything as a job. Some people take all of this fame and all of this stuff and look at it as, you know, I made it. I constantly wake up and try to find the next thing.
Right.
I mean, and that's just the street in me. You know, I'm an ex-drug dealer.
Right.
So, you know, just because one crackhead is happy, you got to go out and get to everybody else on crack.
You need the whole block.
The whole block need to be high. So,
is it true, too, the first one is always free, or did you?
No, I ain't getting no free crack.
Because I always hear that. You're like, oh, the first one's free. Nobody offered me a free.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's the right hooker.
Yeah. That's the after school specials the only place where they ever offered anybody free drugs.
I've never heard of no free drugs now.
Drugs always have a value. That's a great thing about drugs, right?
Yes, I guess. I didn't use them, but I take a lot of what I've learned from the street and I apply it to Hollywood. So I never get excited about, you know, things. It's just work to me. It's a job.
Well, it can go away in a hurry, can it?
And I tell people that all the time. That's why I stick to stand-up, because that's what I control.
Right.
They can cut those lights off on them TV shows, but I cut the lights off on the stage.
So, I always have extra respect, too, for the comics who say, look, I didn't use stand-up to get some other place. I am a stand-up, and then there's other things I can do as well. But at my core, because some people, they use stand-up, they go on and never go back. Never touch it again.
I mean, now, I tell you who don't have to come back. That's Eddie Murphy. Well, he ain't got to come back.
No.
But I got to go back after all of this.
You know what? How much would you pay to see Eddie Murphy do stand-up again?
I pay whatever he charged at the box office. I ain't gonna get no $1 million.
Yeah, I don't.
I'd love if Eddie came back.
What would he talk about? The thing that attract people is when you're relevant. Because you got to remember, your audience is just normal people.
Right.
You're not performing to, you know, a whole bunch of people that's in income bracket. Like,
right.
I'm in a percentage where I pay a certain amount of taxes. I just can't call up my friends who I put my vacation on layaway and say, do you know I had to pay $500,000 in tax? Like, I don't want to hear that. I got a refund.
Yeah,
right,
that's not
right.
What would he talk about? Because you got to relate to the people who said nothing. They don't know what it is to have three Shreks and to be, you know, this famous and you drive to a $1 million car to go pick up some Starbucks. So it's all about what they can relate to.
Yeah,
so
mama's not making McDonald's at home anymore, right?
No, I mean, she's not.
It's personal chef.
Is that a struggle for you? Is to make sure that you stay. We were saying before you even got up here, one of the things I enjoy about you, we all do, is that how you are authentic. You know what I mean? Some people will try to play a character on stage and talk about things that they know about, but they didn't really live. You've lived a very interesting life.
And I still live the same life. I just don't steal and sell drugs anymore. Like, if I'm going on vacation, I got the same friends. My friends don't have my pocketbook. So I say, I got a travel agent. Everybody gonna make monthly payments. And I make monthly payments along with my friends. Now, some people drop out. Everybody can't go. But that's how I start. I just went to Disney with 40 people and everybody made monthly payments. So I don't try to say, hey, we're gonna do this at the drop of a dime, because my friends don't have it like that.
Right.
And I think that's why I stay relevant, because I hang around normal people. I don't hang around a bunch of celebrities. I don't know no celebrities.
Well, you're looking. You've got three of them right here.
Three celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, albeit local, but, you know, I mean, we'll give you our autograph.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I want a picture, too.
Okay.
I want you to jump up in my arms, Bob.
Okay.
That would be adorable. Yeah, what? That is a... Is that important to you to stay who you have always been?
Yeah, because I don't. You know how people be so high up on the podium, then when all of this fade away, they don't know how to come down. They go to drugs. So when you take all of this, I'm still a normal, same old person. I walk in Walmart. Now I can't walk into Walmart and in my house because it's. People, I get recognized.
You get recognized.
And
now.
I don't like to wear a bra, and I don't like to wear a wig and makeup
when I'm
out.
That's what Walmart's for.
I know.
That's
so
there.
I like to go on Walmart and look like everybody at Walmart.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So the other people with no bras don't recognize me. Mm-hmm. But when I go to Target with no bra, security
shame,
watching me.
Shame. They're ringing a bell.
No,
shame.
They think I'm going to steal, but I'm okay. I'm okay with that. So that's why I don't go to Walmart as much as I like to.
Who was it that went and bought underwear at... That was locked up.
They lock up the underwear at my Walmart.
What?
So I guess things got bad. They have the underwear.
They lock up.
And you got to take your chonas. You got to take the underwear to
out of
the
a
customer
box.
Service.
It's in a plastic
after
box.
You buy them.
Right?
It's embarrassing.
The underwear is in a little aquarium. It's a little plastic aquarium
that's
locked. And then they make you walk the shame walk of, I don't have any, all my underwear done.
If it wasn't underwear, I wouldn't feel shame. But
you married?
No.
Well, think about it. They had to make you go buy Kotex or tampons, and they was locked up in a box. had to go ask somebody to unlock them for you.
It's happening, though.
So, but, you know, we used to y'all not cleaning your underwear, so you'd rather go buy than wash.
You know it's dire, though, when the man's buying underwear, because they wear them till they're gone.
Well, no, y'all flip them over several times.
Right.
You wear them till you can't stand to smell them anymore.
Right.
I think that's what I'm ashamed. They know what underwear I have on.
The shame is everybody in Walmart knows how bad his underwear must be if he's gotten to a point where
they
he's
know
dying.
I'm not wearing underwear at that moment.
You're not married?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I mean, you just heard that story about the underwear and stuff,
right?
Well,
all right? Men's got dirty drawers. I mean, I do, too. I have to bowl mine up and put them at the bottom of the hamper. But that doesn't stop you. You're a nice-looking guy.
Oh, thank
what's
you.
What's your nationality?
American, Tejano, I guess you could consider.
Well, my cousin just got off crack. Would you like to meet her?
Sure, yeah. How long has it been?
About 3 months.
Okay. Yeah,
she'll wash your drawers until she got to sell them.
Okay.
We've been trying to get him to... He doesn't.
Well,
I think
he's Sneaky Pete, though.
He's addicted. He, yeah, he's addicted to his single life. He's addicted, and I don't think he understands how much life, how much better life could be. He thinks he's going to give up too much if he gets married.
No, the single world's just it's interesting right
so
now.
So you like the variety of women?
I mean, I don't have a type. I wouldn't say, you know. So I guess variety. Yeah, I don't.
Dang, you know, if I'd have came here about 6 months early for my cousin Pumpkin died, you could have saved her.
Oh, Pumpkin, what happened to Pumpkin?
She got off crack and her organs stopped working.
Oh,
I told her not to get off crack, but she wanted to go clean. And when you crack, keep people alive, so she died.
Yeah.
But I got a few other cousins that just got clean if you want to meet them.
Okay, all right.
You should come to Atlanta. It's so many single women.
Really?
They will swoop you up like gravy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Atlanta's home of the gays. So, you know, either your man gay or your daughter's a boy. You know, because my daughter gay. She keep a woman. But the regular women, they can't get nobody.
Really? That's interesting.
No, it's not. We got a shortage down there.
You've been recruited, man.
Yeah. You need to be recruited. Atlanta. You get you some biracial babies, some Hawaiians and blacks.
Food's good there, too, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's still some women with some real booties.
Oh, actually, that's what I need. I need the natural.
He loves that.
I love the natural.
Yeah, it won't move when you touch it. They got dimples in them. You look like you like thick women, too.
Oh,
somebody,
yeah.
How can you tell?
How
do you know? I can
tell he likes fat girls.
Crystal ball, yeah.
I can tell. I saw it when I walked in. He was like, ooh, look like gravy.
Yeah. Damn,
I can tell he like fat women. He like to lay right in the middle of your chest until he's ready to send you home when he want to watch his favorite TV show. I picked all that up when I walked in there. I said, he like big girls.
Yeah. His Instagram is ridiculous because you go to the For You page and it's just thick. It's just ladies. I don't think he looks at anything else on Instagram.
Do you mind if they have stomachs and scratch marks?
I think that's a natural thing. Yeah, I got some stretch marks in places. I don't think there's a...
That's
awesome. There
should be some weird you don't like big women, do you? I know you don't like big women.
My wife is like tall. Slender, kind of.
Well, you short, so that's about the
Thanks.
Is that what it is? Because sometimes the big women like the skinny dudes.
I do. I mean, I'm a big guy. God, Lord have mercy. I'm a plus-size woman, so I used to like really skinny guys.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get one that would keep a job, so now my husband's fat. I said, I just want a job. I'm going to stop looking at, I need a man who can fit right up in there. I'm going to have something going to cover me as long as he works. So now I got a fat husband of 30 years.
I think it's the same thing for tall women, too, because he's been with a tall woman, successful marriage.
Yeah.
And he's not the tallest guy.
This time.
How many tall women have you married?
Now, this was the first tall woman I'm... Well,
come on.
They're all taller than me.
How tall are you, Bob?
My license says 5'8", but, you know, when you get older, your spine compresses a little bit, you know?
And then the infamous woman
you
dated was taller than you.
But you know what your problem is, and I'm just looking at
you.
I'm going to call myself the ghetto psychic.
Thank you.
The reason why...
Here we go. And this is not going to end well for me, is it?
Bob, Your problem is your belt too tight. Your belt too
I'm
tight.
In shape.
No, I know, Bob.
How old do you think I am?
What?
You're a judge. How old
you
are
you? No black person. How old we think white people? That's the wrong question. You're trying to kick me out of station.
Come on. You might have a greater appreciation for my physique. If you...
88 in dog years.
What is that? Don't make a DJ do math. We don't do math, girl.
What you, 40, Bob? You 40?
I'm going to write it down because I don't see
I'm
it.
I'm going to write it down how old he is.
So, I'm closer.
Do you want me to say it on air?
I'm closer to that.
Why is he writing so
long?
You
lying, Bob.
No, that's his age.
I'm closer to that than I am.
You lying, Bob.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
somewhere
you
in there.
You that old, Bob?
Yeah. Somewhere there has to be, because...
He moisturizes, exfoliates.
Bob been using cocoa butter.
That's what it is. Yeah. You smell it?
Bob, you that old?
I never did crack. I think that's that might be...
Bob ain't that old.
Yeah, he is. Mm. And here's
I feel bad. I need to lose weight, Bob.
How's my belt treating you now?
Tight.
I'm gonna go one notch. One notch.
It's no, functional.
You know what? And Bob said, "Look, man, he is in style, baby. Might be that age. He got on Joyce. He got on his Levi's. Yep, yep. He got on his daddy belt. He ready for a tall woman.
Yeah, he is.
With them shoulders, I'm surprised you ain't into big girls.
I don't think he's down.
I know you can lift a thigh. I know you can lift a color thigh.
All right, let's do Matt now.
All right. Well, all right. Yeah, what kind of women do I like? It's okay. You can say it. I know what I look like.
You like women who shampoo their hair once a week. White women that shampoo their hair once a week.
I have known some white women.
And I can see that you like the fake boobs, real big boobs.
No, absolutely not. No.
Really?
No.
You don't like the missing areolas?
No.
You look like you do more licking than sucking on soap. I'm sorry, don't get me in trouble.
This show is not about people being offended.
That's my ghetto.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
That's my ghetto Cleo. So that's what I see. I can see you with a big old titties that got the veins coming out of it and with no areola because they ain't
there. I got to change my look a little bit there. We should use you. You know how... real rich guys in the business, they'll have what do they call the person that dresses you? What's that called?
A stylist.
A stylist, okay? Yes. I don't have a stylist, obviously.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You didn't have to say I know so quickly like that. You could have gone, oh, I'm shocked. But I got to change my style if that's what I'm putting off is that I like a big old I can't handle the big old
You don't like big boobs?
Not the fake ones.
Why? Because they hard.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I've never been with them, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These guys have been married a long time.
Oh, all you got to do is touch your kneecap.
that's what it feels like?
It's actually similar.
Is that what they
feel like? That's what they feel like. They hard like that.
But I do have nipples on my kneecaps, so that makes sense. All right.
What does Miss Pat look for in a man? That's what I'm curious about. What is...
Job, side teeth. Can read.
Did you say side teeth?
Hey, yes, yeah. Very important.
You got
to
put that in the profile. You got to put that in the
profile.
Let
me tell
profile.
You why. And I say that on stage, and people look at me like I'm crazy because I wear hair. You know, we black women wear weeds.
I understand.
And so if you ain't got no side teeth, they're going to spit in your hair and mess it up. See, Bob got a whole rack of teeth. Yeah. He'll be right. We'll love you in the black community. Your wife
I'm
black,
here
Bob?
For you. I'm here for you.
Your wife black?
No.
She's a Czech.
No.
She's what?
Czech.
Yeah, she's kind of Czech, you know?
She's Czech of Ivanka?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, she's from here. I mean, her family's all been in Texas for like 100 years, but she's
and
tall.
I'm like, it's tall.
I'm like, it's...
You know who I see you? This is
go
what
ahead,
I imagine.
Go ahead. I love this.
Beverly Hills Cops, the big old lady. What's her name?
She was a Flavor Flav or something? Who was that?
She was Flavor Flav. Yeah. She was what you call her, white.
Yeah. Bridget Nelson?
Yeah, really? That's what I see.
Yeah, what's close?
Is that close to
my wife's kind of glamorous sometimes, right?
Well, we all sometimes, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I see you with.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be single right now so you can match make for me.
No, Bob. After I find out your age, just stay where you at.
No, come on, man. I still got it.
Yeah, you still got
it.
But you've been in a marriage a long time.
I know.
But I can see you with a tall woman. Yeah. I really, when I first walked in, because I looked at you, I said, got on Jordan. I think he like black women. But now she check out your Ivanka. So, you know.
He does. He got him a Melania.
Yeah.
Whatever that
is. I don't know.
You can always come to our side. We appreciate you. You got teeth. Yeah. And you got a little swag. Other than that belt, that's the only thing.
No, I loosened it. I took it. One, but
it's too tight.
Hey, look, this is going to be uncomfortable.
He got some sexy jeans on, too.
Bob has a hard time because he doesn't like to be called out on certain things. But we have been getting some tweets lately with people saying,
because you have been tucking your shirt in more lately.
Uh-uh.
And people have been saying, people have been saying, why is Bob's shirt tucked up?
Can I just tell you, Bob got swag?
Yeah.
It's well, he does. It's a French tuck.
And here's why he's excited. I don't know why he's tucking it in.
I got a little...
No, don't
show... Look at that booty. Look at that booty.
Don't show her your lack of ass.
Could you work with that?
No.
No.
Okay.
Because you're afraid you're going to break something, right?
No. Well, I weigh 2 times as much as Bob. Yeah. I could only use it for one thing, but I can't say it on the radio.
What, dental floss?
You can say it.
He the right color.
Now, wait a minute. I'm olive skin.
Oh, yeah. Olive my behind. Okay. I love you, Bob. Bob got swag, though, baby. Bob got swag. Oh. I like Bob.
Oh, man.
Bob in here sitting on another pillow. Why are you sitting on
No, someone gave us these.
Oh, okay.
Look, these chairs. This is our company.
These have been here for 30 years. Mm-hmm. These chairs are worn.
Do you know that these are... These
I thought
chairs,
you were trying to
read. So these chairs came literally original with a studio.
Really?
And the company won't buy new chairs. Hey, what's the number one show in the city that has a 15 share, which is unheard of, all right? It's this one right here. The number one show in the entire city. But guess what?
Men and women.
They can't get us a new $100 chair. So somebody, but you can feel in this chair, I can feel the screws and bolts, and I don't want to feel them in that part of my body.
So somebody else gets
this one's held together with a t-shirt.
So let me ask you something. How long y'all been working here?
Bob's been here for 30 years. I've been here for 15.
So, Bob, you've had enough paychecks to go down to Walmart with your sexy chair.
No, the engineers don't want you to do that. They won't. They go, no, you got to have these chairs.
What?
I don't know why.
No, they don't squeak or something. I don't know.
Bob has enough money to go to Walmart. I don't have enough money to go get another chair.
Yeah, go buy your own chair.
But what? Didn't we offer to do that?
Wait a minute, Bob. You married. Where your ring at?
Uh-oh.
Well, I just noticed.
Hey, I don't...
Oh, wait, that's not what I meant. That's where I was looking
Where
for
your
right
ring
there.
At, Bob?
Where is your ring?
I don't know. I'm not a ring person.
He left it in another woman.
What? In another woman? Bob, I just noticed that. Where is your ring at?
Don't start trouble.
I'm not starting trouble, but you should...
Do I have to have a ring?
So let me say this to you. If you don't
have
a ring,
nice
it doesn't
Tiffany
mean...
I have a ring or whatever.
Well, say, what if I came here and found you was attractive and I just grabbed you and just started giving you CPR, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
You know who did that to me?
Well, who?
Deborah Winger.
What? So, because you didn't have that ring on to stop me.
She put her hand right up my shirt and started just...
Because you didn't have that ring on.
And I thought the ring was attractive to other women.
I don't look at men. I've been. I don't want a woman either.
Yeah.
But I'm done.
You don't want anything to be touched unless it's you two in the touching.
I don't want to be touched. I've been married for 31 years too. So I don't need to roll over to nothing new.
You earned your space in life.
Yeah, leave me alone. We only together for TV. In conversation.
That's it.
We're going to talk to each other till we die. And I tell people all the time, I started real early, like elementary school. My first child was at 14. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody touching me.
You wear a ring? I never look at wedding rings.
I won't take my ring off
for
anything.
I never look at it. I can't get it. I guess I got arthritis or something.
No, you ain't got arthritis.
I can't get it over the joint.
Yeah, your ring got arthritis because you ain't never used it.
I'm not.
You're not. What,
I'm not a player. I don't. And it's not like it's just because I don't feel comfortable wearing a big heavy ring on my finger.
That ring is not heavy, Bob. You ain't that small. Come on, Bob.
I've got some of those silicone ones.
Well, you should get a ring on because if not,
I got a nice one.
And then I can tell you that you got that gym body. These women go, you need a ring.
No, I don't get hit on anymore.
I think he likes the idea of occasionally getting a look or something, right? Because he does.
That
he does. Everybody does. Everybody does. He likes.
I have not been hit on in probably
Bob,
20 years.
Let me tell you something. That's all young girls want is middle aged men now because they tired of playing games with the young guy.
I know.
So look, you're a grown up.
I know.
You have a job. You got a nice car.
What you drive, Bob?
Be good.
I got it.
He's about to have a Cybertruck.
Cybertruck.
Yeah. I don't have it yet. But
who makes that? I see everybody.
That's the big, nasty, ugly one you see. Let me throw it up here.
My wife just wrote and said, I'm late. My wife's a school teacher.
Ooh. So this kid's waiting on her. Uh-huh. She said, I cannot leave the car. I love this woman. I love what she's doing to Bob and you.
Thank you.
she's got kids running amok in the classroom because she's loving hearing us get the takedown right now.
Bob, what are you going to do with that truck? That's a woman magnet.
No, it's not.
And a regular magnet.
I want it because people don't like it.
I think it's cool.
Well,
I mean,
you get the first ride because these guys, they've already passed
on
it.
We've been climbing them for a while.
You're going to have to jump up in it, Bob.
But I don't have it. I have a Tesla Y.
Well, how much is that Tesla?
And that's why we're clowning them. Because that's the whole point of why we're making fun of them.
How much it costs?
Because
right now, a hundy.
That's what he wants to spend on this car.
I don't. My wife wants to get it.
And he's...
Bob?
But I'm not...
Your wife wants to get it.
I'm not taking the bait. Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, she goes, when are you going
to... Well, because she wants you to have something so that you will start being nice around the house.
She thinks I deserve it.
Maybe you'll wear the wedding ring sometimes.
I'll get a matching wedding ring.
So you going to drive around Texas in that?
Yeah. If I had it, I'd love to have it.
I'm telling you, those young girls... Is that electric?
Yeah.
Those young girls going to come get you, Bob. I know. They're going to come get you.
And that's what he wants. Like, he wants to say, I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm taking. He wants that feeling again.
They don't care if you take it no more. Bob, you know, you 5'4", they going to kidnap you. I can see you now with some woman my side with you stuck in between her chest and she just running with you. Straight to the ATM machine. That's what I would do if I needed money right now.
If you just take Bob to an ATM and force the money out?
Yeah, I put him up under my arm and take off running with him.
You could get there. You could get there. We need to say this because we've left it out. Miss Pat's going to be at Paramount Theater tonight.
And yes,
you can,
I am.
And remember, we keep reminding you can get, this year, they've opened up, you can get single tickets to come see shows.
Oh, that's good.
In the old days, you know, you had to go, I got to get this badge and I got to get this order. I got to jump through this hoop. You don't do any of that. You can grab a single ticket.
Just go see
Miss Pat tonight. Your show's at 9:30 tonight?
Yes, right after Mark Maron. So come on through, y'all, and get your
laugh.
Hey,
what a night.
Totally different laugh. I mean, totally different comedian. Yeah. You know what Mark Maron, hilarious.
Right.
Then you come over and then you get, Mark Maron is the, he's oatmeal. And I'm gonorrhea.
Not even the same category.
I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
Hey, either way.
Both of them come in a little hot, baby. Both of them come in hot.
When I'm in the grocery store, those aisles aren't even next to each other.
Yes, it is, because you never know who you're standing next to that got gonorrhea.
That's true. Will you stay and do one more segment with us?
Yes. You will? I ain't got nothing to do.
They scheduled it just to 8:40, but I'd love for you if you could stay for one more segment.
No problem. We ain't doing nothing. Just tell me where I need everybody to tell me where I can go get breakfast at when this is over. I want some good.
Oh, we got you.
What you want? You want. Oh, you know what? When we come back, because that dude. He's on a fast right now because he's trying to trim stuff down. He fights.
You
he boxes every once in a while.
No. I can't afford that.
Well, don't take Ozempic. My husband take it and he has been gassy for about 2 years.
Really?
My marriage is on. It's by that divorce court.
Oh, man.
Man, and he be killing me. And it just comes out and he be over there snoring. And I wake up to it. It is the worst.
Is that where the weight comes out?
I'd rather have a fat husband than smell what I smell every night.
That's a side effect?
Yes, gas. Terribly gas. New York gas. Astronaut gas. Did you get it? Astronaut.
Oh, yeah.
This is so good. Let's get paid. We're back with Miss Pat. We convinced her to stay because that is a rack'em all time.
Yeah.
That last segment will go down forever.
By the way, just as entertaining during the commercial break too, but you don't get to hear that. That's just for us. We get a little extra Miss Pat on the side.
You can get extra Miss Pat if you want to. You can go tonight. Anybody can. You can grab a ticket. And I know what you're thinking. Some of you right now are feeling a little bit like you're kind of going to be a pussy, and you're going to be like, no, I don't want to go. It's too late at night. But here's the thing. All you have to do is to get through Friday.
Right.
The show, Miss Pat, you can do an hour show, right?
Hour 15.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
That starts at 9:30. That means you're home, you're in bed by 11:30. You were going to stay up on 11:30 on
just pulling
on TikTok
all
anyway. Yeah. You were going to stay up scrolling about and seeing a bunch of stuff you didn't need to. It doesn't make a difference. And you'll get home, and if you're a little tired tomorrow, it's Friday. Guess what? Nobody else in the office is doing any work tomorrow. Why should you be ready to go?
And if your husband don't want to come, ladies, you come. All you need is a panty liner to catch the tears that I'm going to make you leak all over your body. You know, I'm over 40. I'm 52, so when you get a certain age, your panty liner is like a MasterCard. You can't leave home without it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a different kind of tier, right?
A tear is a tear.
A tear is a tear.
Moisture is moisture.
So come laugh, and then I get you ready for when you go back home to your husband who wouldn't come with you.
There you go. There you go. We said you were asking about, right when we want to break, breakfast and food. And yeah. Austin's a good town for it. You're from Atlanta, which is another great food city.
Yes.
You hipped us to some place called Barney's.
Breakfast
at Barney's?
Oh, my God. When I tell you, we heal your soul. It is so good. The line be out the door. So if you ever go, just call me so I can make your VIP call for you.
Okay, you can hop the line.
Yeah, my people can hop the line.
Yeah, that looks good.
Baby, when I tell you they can cook, your girlfriend go, if you went, Bob, you will come out shaped like me.
Just one meal.
One meal,
Bob. Look at that.
One meal.
Is breakfast, is that one your favorite of the day? Everybody
breakfast.
Has a favorite.
I do. I'm an early person, so I have to have my coffee. I never skip breakfast. I don't even do diets that tell you to skip breakfast because I wouldn't last. So I have to have breakfast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that food is so good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've become just addicted to food. I don't know why I can't stop. It doesn't matter if it's a cheap, rundown place, it's some good tacos, or if it's some Michelin star or whatever. I want it.
You know, the problem, I'm on that little diet shot everybody else. It ain't working for me like it's working for my husband and my friend. I take it, but ever since I've been on this shot, I'm not lying to y'all. All I crave is Mexican food. Am I lying, Jasmine?
Okay.
All I want is Mexican.
Now we're talking.
Because my worry was going to be like, maybe you don't like Mexican food because you understand right now, even breakfast, our breakfast are Mexican food, our lunches are Mexican food, our dinner is Mexican food, and occasionally we have barbecue. That's how we do it in Austin.
Well, I want some grits and eggs. Do the Mexican food come with grits and eggs?
Some places, I don't think does Joe's do grits?
That's the only place I was trying to
Joe's
think of,
Bakery might
know,
be
maybe.
The only place where you could do that, or maybe Cisco's.
Well, what's pretty close to here? I'm going to ask you, because you my type of people.
I look like I eat? the place we go to?
Look, he go to the gym, so he going to tell me to drink one of them protein shakes. I don't want that mess.
Right now,
you're worried I don't salt my food. I know what that is all about.
There ain't no black people never said that. We say y'all don't use seasoned salt. We didn't say y'all didn't salt y'all food.
I'm from the border, so I grew up with just Mexican food anyway.
Where do I go to eat this morning?
Well, we'll help you out. One is we should have brought some Ken's in here for her.
Ken's is where the
tacos.
All the blue-collar workers and everybody go. None of the hipsters are going over there right now.
Is it good?
And it's good. Tacos, huge.
Huge.
We always frequent a place called Amaya's. I think it has the best chips and salsa, spicy.
I'm talking about breakfast.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa is breakfast food.
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's like waking up drinking gin in the morning like
You've
my mama
never
did.
Woken up and drinking gin? Yeah, it's good. It gets you going.
You got to want it. And
he said, you gotta want it.
And they got really great breakfast tacos.
Can we just put this on automatic and go now?
I'm thinking
can
about it.
Can we just take Miss Pat now? I mean, can't we just press the button?
Bob, you ain't gotta get off. Just give me your card, Bob.
Hey, what time does Bird Biscuit open up?
Bird Biscuit. Yeah. Ooh, that sounds like some.
They're great. And there's some good soul food in Austin, too. With My Soul, I just went to.
I don't want
weekend.
No soul food. I get so tired of being black. And they want to offer me soul food. I want
she
Mexican.
She said Mexican food.
You're right. El Dorado is our new staple.
El Dorado.
I think it's the best breakfast taco in town.
That's
in my
where
opinion.
She needs to go.
My baby daddy had an El Dorado, and he used to take me to the graveyard because we couldn't afford no hotel. And that's where I got pregnant at. Free hotel. Everybody looking. Nobody listening.
El Dorado, the Big Papa's taco. Big Papa's.
That's the thing. El Dorado might be what we have to send you. Right when you leave here, you should go to El Dorado.
Is it close to here?
It's not far. Nothing's far in the city. Nothing's far.
Okay, El Dorado Day. I like El Dorado.
Yeah, El Dorado's a great sit-down place. And then La Santa Barbacha is one of the great homemade corn tortillas.
I can't eat baby.
La Santa's closer on the way back because you're probably staying downtown.
I'm staying downtown.
Yeah. What's your hotel room number?
What?
That was a good try, Matt. Good try.
Matt, you want a divorce? You don't want none of this dryness over here. You don't want any dryness.
I've been wanting to go to Atlanta, too. I kind of wanted to go to Magic City, but then I saw us, like, it looks kind of small.
So it is, but they got the best chicken wings.
Really?
Yeah. It's crackheads out front, but you just got to get in Magic City. I'm telling you, you're a single man.
Okay.
They're going to love you. They're going to get pregnant by you the first week.
Oh, I can't wait.
And they got good food.
And I'm Hispanic.
You Hispanic?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? My cousin Pumpkin, who died. She was a hooker and she was a crackhead. She had three Hispanic kids.
Rest her soul.
And so, rest her soul.
Oh, wait, no, she's not. I thought she was.
She dead.
Okay.
So she died. She had three Mexican kids. And at the time, I didn't really know anything about the Mexican community.
Right.
So I go to the hospital and I see her and I said, Pumpkin, what you name the baby? And on the crib, it said J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah.
So I said, why would a hoe name a baby Jesus? But it's Jesus. So I said, Pumpkin, why you name that baby after Jesus? It didn't have nothing to do with
just
you.
Just like the prophecy.
It was a prostitute. But it was Jesus. And that's the first time I ever seen that name.
Just as the prophecy predicted.
Honestly, my cousin named her baby Jesus and knowing she was a prostitute. It's because that's the black community. That's Jesus. That's not Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you know, whatever. We the only race of people that you can't turn us into nothing. We turn everybody else. You have a baby with me, the baby is black.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this black baby named Jesus. I'm like, he going to catch hell in school. So, but his name was Jesus.
Jesus.
It can be confusing.
She had three Mexican babies. She had one regular black baby. She had an African baby. She had an Asian baby. She had 9 kids.
She putting together a Benetton ad? That is.
I don't know. But they scattered out. I don't know how they going to ever come back together because there's so many different nationalities. And you just wouldn't believe that this one lady had all these different races of babies.
We all family.
Yeah.
We all family. What places do I check out in Atlanta? Because I'm a foodie.
I've only been there once. Places. Been there twice.
Where else do I go all the time? Gaucher's, that's another good breakfast spot. What my little place? Baltimore Crab. It's a little black owned restaurant. Mm-hmm. When I tell you that food is so good, Baltimore they got some crab. Kale that'll make you think you eating your grandmama collard greens.
Really?
Oh my God. Kale? Baltimore Crab. I know. I take everybody there and they can't believe it is. They cannot believe it's kale. So good. Mm. So good.
Ooh. Okay.
So all good. Right.
We have to. So you're gonna go do breakfast.
Yeah. Which spot I'm going to El Dorado?
We're gonna send you to El Dorado. It's a little west of here, but I'm telling you right now.
Just give me an address. El Dorado, Pat is on the way.
Okay.
Got grits.
I don't think they're gonna have grits. So.
That's fine.
But now you can't come. You can't.
Really?
You keep saying I want Mexican food. I don't want soul food. But I also want grits. You understand how that's complicated for us?
This is Austin. All kind of people here. Why you can't put the grits in the tacos?
I go to a soul food place, I can't ask for refried beans, can I?
Yeah, they'll give you some pinto beans.
Okay. But here's the thing: you may have started the next food truck because someone may come up with some kind of.
That's the collab I haven't seen. The soul food and Tex-Mex. Somebody needs to get on that.
Well, not me, because if I cook.
So, they shrimp and grits. So, how come nobody's doing fajitas and grits? Because I would eat that in the morning, easy.
Yeah, I just like grits because I'm that type of girl. I need something to make my thighs scrub.
I don't see it on their menu.
You like the thighs to scrub, Bob?
Yeah. I don't even know what. Somebody translate.
I'm looking at a menu. I want to go to breakfast with you.
The great part about having a plus size woman, no matter what race she is, no matter what, you can take a fat white woman. She black in between the thighs because they rub together. Uh-huh. So you got this big old black. You got this big old white woman, but she's a Negro in between the legs. So that's your biracial without being biracial.
I just want to go to breakfast with you to see how a room reacts when you. you walk in. It must be crazy.
They
right?
Don't nobody recognize
no,
me.
That's not
you
true.
You got an everybody, and they, oh, yeah, you know.
I don't want to be recognized. I just want to eat my food. And when they be like, that me pass, when I don't have on my right wig because I have an airport wig, they be like, you look like Miss Pass. I hear that all the time.
And so, leave it alone right
I
there.
Leave it alone. You know, because some days I just want to be free. I walk out right. of the house, like I told you, with no bra on. I be done skip the bath. I just want to run to the store. My feet be ashy, and people recognize me.
The perfect amount of celebrity is to be able to have a little bit of that financial security, but not enough recognition that you can't live your life.
Can't live your life.
Because you get to a certain level, and you can't enjoy what you've earned because you can't go anywhere or do anything.
And, you know, I'm a convicted felon, so it's not like I can tote my own pistol. So, right. Because I can't even protect myself with
you're
a gun.
You're in Texas. We'll get your
it's
pistol.
Texas.
Don't worry, girl.
Grab one on the way out. There's a little candy dish. It's just guns.
There's a full of guns right out there.
Well, they got to be legal. That's like going back to jail. Y'all try to send me back to jail.
No, we don't even have cops left in the city anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Go do whatever you want.
No one here to arrest you.
Nobody here to arrest me. Can I go back to Atlanta with that gun?
Now, it's like traveling with weed. That's a decision you have to make on your own. You know what I mean?
All right, well, I'm glad I got a pistol when I get to Texas. Next time somebody threatens me, I'm going to say, meet me in Austin. Welcome. I'm going to shoot you.
It's not even just a pistol. We get you AR, whatever you need.
What?
While you're here in the city, yeah. It's just part of how we respond.
Back in the day, that'll be interesting, but I only shot my baby dad. I ain't never really shot anybody but him.
That's it.
That's not even
a big deal, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I shot my baby daddy. It was love.
Love shot.
He shot me, so I shot him back.
Look at that. The couple that shoots together stays together.
According to the Republican party, I knew I was a Republican.
Yeah, the whole time.
I need to stop voting Democrat. I'm a Republican. A couple that shoot. But you know what? I ain't with him no more. That's a new ad for a couple who shoots together, stays together. Well, how about shoot each other together?
Hey, why every couple exchanges rings, why not exchange gunfire, right? That's how you shoot.
Pow,
God, do you.
You get a bullet.
You get a bullet. You know what? Somebody need to do a ginger reveal with that.
It's happening.
It only can happen here in Texas. Pow, 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 and it's spelled girl.
Everybody, when they get back up, they see the foot of the smoke. And then we got to send you. Are you going to go somewhere for lunch? You got to go somewhere for lunch.
Yes. Where do you want me to go for lunch?
Well, I don't know. What do you want? You want more Mexican food for lunch, or you want to do
just
we got barbecue?
Food. Yeah, give me some barbecue. We haven't had any barbecue since we've been here.
Okay. You're gonna be downtown.
Stella's.
Interstellar is a good one, but it's fantastic.
It's a little far to go if you want to stay downtown. Now, Franklin, you're not gonna be able to skip the line, and that's gonna take you forever.
You can't make no phone call and tell Frankie I'm coming.
The president couldn't even jump.
Yeah,
Obama's the only person that's ever jumped the line. They let Obama go because he had the detail.
Oh yeah,
because Obama said, "I'll wait in the line." And then they said, no. And in the security, where the Secret Service said, we can't, it's a liability. So they let him skip the line. Only person that's ever skipped the line.
What?
Was Obama.
Yeah. Can you tell him I'm Obama if I put my wings on?
I'll do that. We'll make
even
you a
if
list.
If you get there early, it's still a 4-hour wait.
People already lined up.
Southside Market isn't busy, and that's still classic. But
right downtown, there's Micklethwaite, there's Cooper's.
I want to try this Franklin with a 4-hour wait.
Call Aaron and see. The other thing you could do.
I could put a crackhead in line and tell him to call me when he get close.
There's also Sam's. So Sam's goes way back, right?
Okay.
It's the kind of OG black-owned barbecue in the city, right?
Well, who owned Franklin?
Aaron.
He white?
Yeah.
Well, in Texas, white people do a better job than black folks.
Well, now, you're not supposed to say that on the radio. You start a fight in the city.
But I want to go with a 4-hour line. I want to go where Obama went.
Okay.
Sam, I'll get you on my next trip.
Leroy and Lewis just opened up a new brick and mortar. So. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be far south, though. We'll get it figured out for you.
I think I want to try Franklin. You want to try Franklin with the 4-hour wait?
That was a hard no.
I bet you it's good for a 4-hour wait.
Oh, it's good. Fantastic. You're not gonna be disappointed.
Here's the thing too. It's not gonna be dry because it is a fatty, delicious salt and pepper barbecue.
Ooh, Lord! I just had a hot flash.
It will literally. You don't need a fork. You don't need a knife. You don't need anything. It just pulls apart and it melts.
You know, and I need that because my meat be getting stuck between my teeth. And that sound like it just going to slide down my throat.
I'm going to call Aaron and say, Miss Pat would like your meat to slide down her throat. And he may let you skip the line
I'll
with
save
that
her
line.
Spot.
He may open it up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish it was Friday.
Can
we
just
leave.
Shut the lights off and go with Miss Pat?
Well, we have to. We also have our friend Avery who's
Will
waiting. She's filming her first special this weekend, and we can't, you know what I mean?
We're so into rules.
You've
Let's
laughed.
Break
for,
the rules.
That's almost a free hour of laugh, a free hour of Miss Pat. You owe it back to Miss Pat. Buy a ticket. Go see her tonight at the Paramount.
Sell it out.
The most beautiful place you can see. Stand up. I don't understand why anybody goes to the big giant arenas because it's too far removed. Every seat in the Paramount is perfect. And Miss Pat, we got to talk to you on the phone. I knew it would be better if we got you in here in person because you could be more yourself. It's hard to just talk to your phone, right?
Well, you know what's the good part? Because I never met you guys. So look, I get to see Bob.
Yeah.
That's my boo right now. I get to see my Mexican baby who's going to go to Atlanta and get some black women pregnant. And I got you, my cowboy.
Hey, here's the deal. Anytime you're in town.
Please.
You know, even I know that the next time you come in, you're going to probably fly in the middle of the day so you can call back on the phone. But if you're ever here in the morning, please, open door policy.
You can call
anytime. Walk on
you
in.
Got a special,
you don't even have to call
show.
And set it up. Just walk on in. We'll kick whoever's out who's in here.
Thank you.
Your family now.
Y'all, thank you. Y'all come out to see me tonight at the Paramount Theater, 9:30.
We will.
I'm going where this morning for breakfast?
El Dorado Cafe.
We're going to write it down for you.
You're going to get the Big Papa's Taco.
Yeah.
Big Papa Taco.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be wonderful.
I'm on my way.
It's got a fried egg in it, but they don't scramble it. So when you bite it, that yellow will run everywhere. It'll make a mess.
A thing they call potato relleno, too.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it.
You're going to eat it like you're in love with it.
Get to.
I'm on my way, Eldorado.
Thank you, Miss Pat.
We're coming back, Avery Moore. Moon Tower Week happening right here. Mornings with Matt and Bob. Just keeps going here, ladies and gents. It's Mornings with Matt and Bob. We're powered by Chewy. We may have had some giveaways today, but we're going to skip them because we're having a good time. Thank you to everyone texting us, writing us, calling us. Miss Pat definitely got herself some new fans, if you didn't already know who she was. And we just keep it going. That's the great thing about Moon Towers. It doesn't slow down. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show a longtime friend of the show whose career is exploding. And we always knew it would. It's Avery Moore.
Hello, Avery Moore.
Exploding.
an air horn with my mouth.
Don't you think that your career is exploding? No?
I just haven't let myself say that out loud.
It's
yet.
Next leveling. How about that?
It's next leveling up.
You're going
hard.
To the next level.
I'm leveling up hard.
Yeah. You've always been fantastic.
Thank you.
It takes sometimes you do that thing where you burst onto the scene and everyone notices you and you feel really good and then you hit that natural plateau because you're like, all the festivals have seen you now, whatever. You're no longer the new thing. And then you got to earn next step.
Uh-huh.
Big news.
Yeah.
What's happening? The biggest news on Saturday, of course, is that that we're having our live show
I
at
know.
420, right?
Yeah.
But the even...
Can I come by?
Absolutely. Of course you can.
Of course.
Cool. I'm just going to run through and with a sign or something.
No, we'll chat afterward. I mean, we were kind of leaving you alone, too, because you have something really big happening on Saturday night. What's happening Saturday night?
I'm recording my first comedy special.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Bingo Bongo. I did. I told you last time. I'm recording an hour. I'm making a film with it. and I'm really excited. I can't stop smiling.
Is this what's feeling good? Are there nerves with it, or are you?
Yeah, but I'm in the zone.
God, that's
got to
be nice. That's
got
to be
Matt.
Nice
mm-hmm.
to be in the zone because
yeah, I've never felt in the zone before.
It's hard to get yourself there.
You never been to AutoZone?
AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Yeah, I like to go in there just to smell.
All that rubber and battery.
Oh, batteries.
Acid
you know what I'm
Prestone.
Talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dang. All the little
nipples?
No.
What are you doing?
I was doing a little nipple tweaking motion, but what I was trying to do was recall the word for air freshener.
The air freshener.
The very
so
obvious
much
thing
from.
That I was trying to
yeah.
say.
Yeah, that hand
yeah,
signal
I'm in
didn't
the zone,
say.
Matt.
All right. Oh, O'Reilly.
Now, you're putting all your
Auto
eggs
parts.
In one show? Are you doing two shows and then combining them? How do most comedians do like two shows? And
most comedians do a lot of things differently. I'm just doing one.
All right, okay.
That's all they had room for.
Gotcha.
And that's all she has budget for.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Yeah,
what?
That's true, though.
We're not a BS show.
No, we're not a BS show, but guess what? I paid for the cameras myself.
Oh, congratulations. How's that feel? Where's your show? Where's your show on Saturday?
It's at Cap City in the Red Room.
And
it's
half,
the best.
Nice and intimate.
How
it's
much does it cost
so cool.
to go?
$20 for individual tickets, $28 for reserve tickets, and you can also get in one badge if you have a badge. If you're a badge holder, you can get in.
You can just get
well.
In. And what time is the show?
10:30 at night.
Okay.
It's the one of the last shows at the festival.
Okay. Ooh. And we...
It's all the way up in the Domain, in the mall where people live.
Well, when you say all the way up, that's actually
but
a good
not,
thing.
But that's a good thing because everyone that wants to go home can come see me.
That's what I'm going to say.
And if you're a fan of mine, please come because I need your laughter in my film.
We have... some of our listeners I know are the kind of people who can't wait to go downtown and be a part of
downtown.
Moon Tower
right.
and get it all over themselves, right? But we have a lot of people who are like, I live in Cedar Park.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know why I try to make him sound like right. this because everybody lives in Cedar Park is now from California, so I don't know why I try to give him this accent.
They head down 35. That's how they sound now.
But they don't. Some people don't want to go all the way to downtown.
Yeah.
And for them, all the ample free parking, which Bob
park
loves.
In the pink lot. I know the lot. It's the pink lot.
It is.
Go in the pink lot,
in
and
there.
It's a short walk.
It's right across from the club. And Kendra Scott.
Yes. Yes. Somebody used to park in Kendra Scott.
Well, did I do something?
Yeah.
Oh, did she used to be a sponsor?
That's Bob's
experience. You can look at it that way.
You can say that.
Oh, man. No, I did it even worse. Oh, no, Bob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up.
I wanted to keep going with the hand motions. Go.
Look, let's just talk about me some more.
Yeah, let's just talk about
I'm
Avery.
Sorry. Man, I'm the biggest goof.
Now, you made big changes in your life. Oh, was it a year ago?
Well, her jewelry's ugly.
Just okay. Trying to fix
fine.
Things now.
Fine, there's no hard feelings.
It's what high school people wear.
No hard feelings. That's why she left.
Not hard enough.
But,
your feelings are not hard enough.
All right, let's go.
Oh, I had limp feelings.
Oh, chewy.
No, she never said anything about it being chewy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, welcome to D-Jip.
So, you made big changes in your life. Was it a year ago now?
No, 9 months.
9 months.
Well, let's see. I'll look on my... I have a Facebook that's for sober people. It's super depressing.
It's a group?
It's like an app.
What are they saying?
No, I thought,
hey, y'all, still sober.
It's more like fell off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All I can think about is my dog that I had to give up. And that's like...
It's not funny.
It's but I use it so I can track the days because I can't remember and do math.
So you look at your last post?
I do it. So I use, it's got a tracker at the top, but you also have to read all the people's stuff. And if you want to post, you have to comment on one of their things.
Don't, well, can't you use it? Can't you?
But
you
sometimes I like to post like, I'll do like a Spice Girl selfie and be like, day 300.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hard in that.
Or like me, like Photoshopped, like kicking the, this is Sparta, day 300. That's an old joke. That was a dated reference.
So did you, so is that what you are? You passed 300 days?
306.
That's fantastic.
10 months.
Are you going to do a celebration when it hit 365?
Yeah, I'm going to Graceland.
Oh, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to Graceland.
So you're going to go to a place where a guy OD'd and died.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, I got to learn from the past.
You're right.
I don't bring it. It's not your identity, but I bring it up because I think a lot of our have a lot of listeners that sometimes call. Yeah. They're going through the same thing.
Well, it's that's a lot of what my special is about. My special is half about myself, which, as you know, Matt and you guys, my comedy is not really introspective. It kind of is, but in a cartoonish, like very big, very
you're protecting yourself way,
very protective way.
Not about real stuff.
Yeah, or it has been, but you don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some jokes because I don't want to actually talk about how I feel.
Yeah, because I would never process it or look at it. But I've been in therapy for over a year. Yeah. Every Monday, blah, 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 blah. Shout out to Leslie, my girl Leslie.
They never give you a free one, though, do they?
She is cool as hell, dude. I can't tell you. Right. But she's...
Do they ever tell you, you're not crazy anymore? Go ahead and get out of here.
No. We're just
getting... They count on the paycheck.
No, we're just getting started. This week, I'm in the cave. And on Monday, that's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So that's what I'm telling myself. So, yeah, no, dog. No, there's a lot more work to do. But that's what the special's about. Half of it's about that and about me talking about that stuff for the first time. And then I also allowed myself to write a half an hour about cartoons. And I wrote another parody song that's really
fun.
I love that.
Oh, so this one's going to be way more introspective. Yes, but also 30 minutes of cartoons. Oh, yeah.
But also a palate cleanser. And now a frog.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my mommy.
Hello, my ragtime girl.
Exactly. But mine will sing Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, do you have to pay for this? Tupum.
Did you say Tupum?
Bermuda.
Oh.
And then I went to go take a sip of my coffee because I forgot we were singing it.
How much coffee do you drink in a day? Is it just one in the morning like me, or you all day? I feel like are you getting caffeinated all day?
Yeah, all day I crush caffeine. I abuse it now because I don't.
All day I think about caffeine.
Yeah.
All day I crush the caffeine.
I don't do drugs or drink anymore, so gotta get somewhere. But no, it helps. I could like sleep.
Are you
right now?
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, I quit that too. Remember, all three on June 17th.
How do you go to? Do you go to meetings?
No, okay, that's my dad's thing.
I was gonna say you can't do meetings.
My dad's like a celebrity.
It's supposed to be anonymous.
In Texas AA. No, he's like a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not like it's anonymous like. Out and about, but like people. But like,
wait,
it's like a brotherhood.
Is he Roger Moore?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
That would be cool. No, he's Michael Moore.
Oh.
No relation to the film director.
Oh, okay. That's like, you kept saying he was a celebrity. I'm trying to think of all the
Well, no, just like, he's sponsored.
Actually, his first name is Can't Drink No.
He's sponsored like 1,000 people. So everyone's like, oh yeah. I just don't want to. You know, it's like when you're. I was trying to write a bit about this, but it was too sad. About like how you're, how your dad owns like the car dealership in the town and everyone expects you to take over the car dealership. Right. AA is like my car dealership. And I'm just like, no, man, I don't want to. I got bigger dreams.
It's in your jeans.
Yeah, but really.
I don't want to be in the family business.
You're going to be a sponsor just like your old man.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk to
I'm
people.
Handing you the keys.
Yeah, can I? I've not done anything for myself for 35 years. Can I please just help myself? Come on. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Perfect transition moment. We gotta do something.
Did y'all have family dinners? Did anybody offer to share at the dinners? Just like the meetings?
He left.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, man.
Dinners.
He's left too late.
Family dinner. No, it's the whole thing. It was not a family. That's the dinners that we had. Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened.
It's okay. We're cool now.
Okay.
I love my dad. Yeah.
Do you think a guy who was in AA that long was successfully married? That usually doesn't go together.
Yeah, 25 years in AA.
I didn't know what happened first.
That means you got two families.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, most wives don't want to sit at home every night while their husband is out having conversations with others. So you'll talk to that guy all night long, but you won't just ask me how my day was. You'll tell that guy, hey, people need you. Please come down from the bridge. But you won't just tell me my hair looks pretty.
He wasn't in AA when he was around.
Oh, no, I'm sure he wasn't. That's how that usually goes. Yeah. Hey, I have a family too, Avery, okay? I know how these steps work.
I know how these steps But this guy on one of my tours the other day, he was like, are you gonna drink with us? And I was like, oh, no, sir, I'm sober. And then he came up to me later and he showed me his chip and he patted me on the back and he said, I'm only one day more sober than you. And I was like, what? And he was like, 10 years. But we both woke up this morning and we both haven't had anything to drink. And I was like, yes, sir.
And did you say, dude, this is why I can't do these things.
I said, yes, sir, let's go into Salt Lake and eat some ribs.
Avery Moore's hanging out with us for the rest of the morning. Moon Tower is in full effect. We're all having a very good time. Bob, will you tell our fine friends out there... Back in with our friend Avery Moore, Bob Fonseca, Chewy El Dorado.
Oh, the great names of comedy.
We should do one of those specials.
That was it. Did the show just end? I heard that pause. We should do what special?
like the kings of comedy, queens of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
This is the pals.
The buddies.
The pals of comedy.
The buddies.
The morning acquaintances of comedy. Oh, guys, have you checked out the Morning Acquaintances of Comedy? Pretty good.
Those guys.
They're all a little sleepy.
Over-caffeinated.
They don't know.
It's only one. I've only had one.
They know some things about each other, but not everything. Like, I don't know, celebrities they've dated.
Sorry.
Stop apologizing. Why do you...
I don't know. That's part of why I go to therapy.
You can't hurt Bob anymore. Did you hear the dressing down that Bob received from Miss Pat? He's already he's calloused over this morning.
That was like a badge of honor. Though.
I thought he was more complimented than anything.
Yeah, she turned on. I think I won her over.
It scared me in the morning when she first got in. She goes, "Bob, you need some coffee. You look tired."
No, she said to me, "You look tired."
"You
look weird. You have a sleepy face."
No, she had your weird face or something like that.
No, she said you got a sleepy face.
Sleepy face is what she said. And there was one other time a woman said, "You look tired," and it ended with Bob yelling "F you" and kicking her out of the room.
I almost started
laughing. So when Miss Pat said, "You got a sleepy face, Bob, you didn't have a little coffee or something," I thought, oh my God, this is going to be the longest interview in our life. It's not going to go well. He's going to be mad about that, even though I don't think she meant anything by it other than just
He's
trying to start a conversation.
He's matured in the comedy world.
He has matured.
Well, because I'm one of the comedy buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're one of the morning pals.
The morning acquaintances.
The morning acquaintances of comedy.
Jeff Ross doesn't get mad when he gets roasted.
Because he's the roast master. Yeah. What is it? The dishing and...
Yeah, you got a dishing and takeout and all that stuff. Something like that. You got to dish it and take it out. That's what it is. You know that old saying?
Uh-huh.
It's better to have bushes filled with birds.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, then just to have a house that needs landscaping.
Exactly.
Everybody asks me, what are the idioms of the day? And I say, I got them.
I got them for you.
Boy, that really cooks my boat. Now, here's the thing I want to ask you about. Tell us about Can we talk about this day job you've been doing?
Yeah. Oh.
Or would you rather not talk about it?
I'd rather not talk about it. But okay. I mean, I can talk about it a little bit.
Hang on.
I just can't talk about the business. But I can talk about what I do.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Like, it is fun.
It's kind of genius.
It's pretty tight.
A tour group in the city got smart, finally.
Uh-huh.
And hired some comics and said, hey.
Because you don't have to teach us how to talk.
Right. And they said, instead of going and finding somebody who's all awkward.
Yeah.
Let's get comics who are used to standing up in front of people of all different kind of backgrounds and personalities.
Yeah.
And have them talk about this tour stuff.
And have them talk about Texas history and Austin and art and all that stuff. And then let's find Avery, who's a comedian and just a real little dumb nerd that loves being from Texas and knows everything about Texas. They didn't have to teach me anything.
No.
I was just like, yes, no, I studied Texas history in high school and college, and I'm here. I am here and down to clown.
Is this on a double-decker bus or something?
Uh-uh.
How do you get about?
We drive around.
Oh, you drive around.
Mm-hmm. But they're in, like, executive.
We're in nice vans.
Their business.
Or we're in big buses, and I surf in the bus.
Oh, nice.
And I always go, inside, outside, USA. Same. And the old people love it.
And this is less for tourists, and a lot of what you do is big corporate clients.
Stuff.
So this is big,
but
expensive.
We do public stuff and private things. I've been doing a lot of private things, but I do stuff down at the Alamo, too.
Here's how I know that what you do is good, because one time I had to go do an event at Cooper's Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And I got there a little early, and they had these curtains closed, and I could hear a voice that clearly...
Mm.
I was like, I think that's Avery Moore's voice. That's got to be Avery Moore's voice.
You were in Cooper's when we were doing it.
And then all of a sudden, I heard not just your voice, but then I heard another. I heard your voice, but then I heard a higher pitched, more squealy. And I was like, that voice sounds like it's attached to a real bubble butt. That's got to be Nick Savarino.
Yeah. I love that.
And
I recognize that booty anyway.
And the two of them are holding court with a bunch of old people who are slowly shoveling potato salad into their pie holes.
I didn't know it was you and Nikki Sam. Yeah. I got to take this tour.
I was like, this is amazing, and I would absolutely take
it's
this
so
tour. It was so much fun. So much fun.
Nikki doesn't like, you know, Nikki plays by his own rules. Yeah, and he doesn't like to be told what to do, so he wears shorts.
Right.
We all know that about Nick. Uh-huh. And some of our clients don't like people wearing shorts. Well, he won that battle.
Okay.
Nick wears shorts.
Fine for all of us.
Also, he doesn't like wearing name tags, so I got him hats that say Nikki Savs. I got him a blue one and a black one, and it says Nikki Savs on it, and that's his name tag.
Will you get him a red one that just says "Make Nikki Savs Again"?
Yeah, that's funny again. Even though it like might come back, that's like the hats are funny again to me for some reason. Like they weren't for a while. I was like, ugh! And now I'm like, those hats are. Yeah, you really got to laugh to get through.
Okay. All right. These tour buses, like, where all do you go? Like around the Capitol? Do you go
all
out, like,
over, man? Yeah, we do the Capitol. I'm in San Antonio all the time. I'm doing all sorts of fun stuff, and it really is like my passion. I have. Like whole library on books of San Antonio and like, the Texas Revolution and all that. And I was in an experimental Texas it was a civic history class.
Yeah.
The history of San Antonio. Mr. Tim Draves, shout out to Tim Draves.
The history of San Antonio?
In high school.
Is that just the development of the Warner Brothers store and their oversized shirts?
And the Ripley's, believe it or not.
You remembered more than the Alamo?
I sure did. I sure did, man. And I got scholarships to college by writing essays about like a German restaurant downtown in San Antonio and stuff. I'm like obsessed.
Pig Stand is not a German restaurant.
No, Shiloh's Delicatessen, opened in 1917 by Fritz Shiloh.
I want to go to Dick's Last Resort. Is it still down there?
Yeah, I wanted to work there so bad. No, not now.
You were like, I want to cut off ties. I want to cut some guy's tie off so badly.
I'm never putting my thumb in someone else's ranch ever again.
Do they still have that sign that counts down how many poison-free days they've had?
I think so. And those hats and all the stuff. And you could just, oh, I wanted to be
rude. That was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
Wasn't it going to Dick's Last Resort?
Yeah.
Now I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
The great thing about Dick's Last Resort, people are like, oh, you've got to go. The restaurant is hilarious.
You get your food in a bucket.
No one ever mentioned the food. No one ever mentioned. They just said, oh, you got to go. The restaurant is hilarious. The signs and the stuff that they do. They cut people's ties off. It's incredible. How's the food?
I don't remember. Microwaved.
I like when someone
in a bucket
takes their grandma there and doesn't tell them what it's about just to get her reaction.
And their grandma can scrap. And just beats up the...
Don't they still have a magic time machine?
Oh,
in
yeah, baby.
San Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
Still magical?
Still magical next to the Petroleum Center. It's like the Bexar County Petroleum Center. I love the building. I've always loved it since I was a kid, the Petroleum Center. Yes. But the magic time machine has that the comedy club in the basement.
Oh, that's
the Blind Tiger.
Is that where the Blind Tiger is?
I
did not know
in
that.
The basement of the mine shaft. The mine shaft is the bar in the Magic Time Machine, and it is like the western part of Six Flags.
Right.
But a bar. And Jackson's band, my boyfriend, Slow Mo Drags, his old band, Cartographers in San Antone, they used to play a residency there.
At the mine shaft?
At the mine shaft. And I would go underage and just drink in there.
Hell yeah.
And it was so fun. And they got fired. The manager said that their music was like if someone had like... cut his private parts and like poured acid on it, or if they like put a gerbil inside of him. Mm. he never wanted to hear them again because they played a Wilco cover and did like a Nels Klein, like Glenn Kochi noise freak out for like 15 minutes. And the manager was just standing there at the front of the stage, like waiting for them to stop. And then they fired him.
Were they on their way out anyway?
I mean, they were like a bunch of dudes playing art rock and stuff. Right.
This is I've told the story before, but the last time we were in my sister was a baby.
Uh-huh.
And there was a drunk guy in a white linen jacket kept coming by our table, and he was drunk. He wasn't part of that, but he almost looked like the guy who goes, Indy! You know, like,
yeah, I was imagining that.
Yeah, and he was drunk, and he just kept coming over and going, you tell this girl to call me when she's 18. We go on a date. And
you told me
he
that.
Was just a belligerent drunk,
yeah.
Right? And my dad is an
That's
impatient
so
guy.
Weird.
He was getting angry. Well, at some point, the guy comes and just picks... my
the
sister
baby?
Up. He's drunk and he's got a cigar in his mouth. Just picks the baby up and he puts her like this. He goes, yeah, it's my baby, and bouncing her. Well, she had Esther jorts. And as he's bouncing her, it's blowing out the diaper and it's going all over his linen jacket. But the worst part was, is as he's doing this, it's also going on the floor. And then, you know, one of the waitresses was a roller skater and she's roller skating. And now...
what was this, a Sonic?
Now there's Rhea tracks all the way through the Magic Time Machine. And my father...
oh, the Magic Time Machine.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time.
And my father's just like, grab the baby.
Peter Pan screams and faints.
Threw cash on the... and we just left. And so if my family has always been a little jilted and we've never ever gone back to the time machine.
Yeah, it's a weird, freaky place. And it's not okay to go in... like, when you go in to go do comedy in the basement, you get to see it from, like...
the inside.
The
and
inside
you can see
out,
a light
cause,
on.
Because the lights are on at the bar and all the characters come to the bar to get their drinks and they drop their character. And I went there, which is like hard for me. And I went there, for a birthday, and Ace Ventura was my waiter.
What?
And I was like eight years old, and he brought out the rolls, Chewy.
Were they smoking?
They were steaming, and he lifted up the freaking cloth, and he said, "Would you like to touch my buns?" And we all lost our 8-year old minds collectively. "Would you like to touch my buns?" And then he turned around and talked to us with his paws. what? And we lost it.
A little girl never forgets that.
No, and then one time I was on a business trip in Dallas when I ran that costume store. That freaky one I told you about. And I was at a dinner and I told everybody we should go to the Magic Time Machine because that's really nice for the business dinner. And
so, they took your advice.
Yeah, they listened to everything I said. And so, I was like 23 and I was like, just running this thing. And we went to Magic Time Machine and I got drunk and there was a close up magician. I tipped him $10, but I was too embarrassed to tip him more in front of everybody, so I found him in the restaurant to give him $20 because he was so good. Because he did magic for us for like half an hour. But yeah, that's I have lots of cool
stories. I want to go.
Magic Time Machine.
Take
and
me.
The salad bar is a jalopy.
No, that's
it's a car.
They still serve the Roman orgy?
Yes. That's what we got when it was my birthday. And yeah, well, I knew that it was something bad because I'd seen History of the World. And I knew it was like something like sexual. Yeah. And I like was embarrassed to order it.
But also, it was pretty cool.
But it was everybody awesome. Gets, yeah. And then we all got drinks with dry ice.
I want to go. Let's all go.
All right. I'll go. I'll go.
Yeah, but none of us is graduating.
I'll go to ACC.
Perfect.
Okay.
What should we? Will the studio send me to college? I'm just kidding. Just like a geology degree or something. Like why, small.
Why wouldn't you go for something way easier?
I don't know. Because rocks are fun. Because I want to learn about rocks, Matt.
Miss Pat taught us all about rocks this morning.
Yeah, she did.
Rocks, I heard her.
Airco, the name Air, you got Airco. Of course, you know them as heating and air conditioning. Great news, everybody. Leprosy is resurfacing in the U.S.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Leprosy is caused by two different but similar bacteria. And there's a new version of leprosy, like it morphed, new
leprosy
and improved.
2.0.
I hate a reboot. Yeah,
it is a reboot, and it was only identified in 2008.
I like the David Lynch leprosy.
Yeah, give me leprosy classic.
It is, yeah, it's a growing challenge in parts of North America. I just thought I'd inject that into your Thursday.
Can't you get that from like armadillos or something? Is that is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it the armadillos doing it, man?
Is it the armadillos doing it? They're in a little lab.
It could be.
Have you ever seen what leprosy looks like?
No.
It's like a
green.
There's some pictures of it right there.
That doesn't look fun.
I've only seen it in cartoons.
It just slows down, I guess, blood transfer to your appendages, and then they start to kind of rot off. That doesn't look good, does it? I mean, that's Chewy, is that what your feet look like? With the sugar?
I mean,
sugar foot.
Earl!
You got a foot fetish, Earl?
No, I'm not into sucking toes.
Okay, all right, well.
Anything else, Earl?
Thought you rolled in the best of circles.
Why do you want to know?
Earl!
We've heard about your Eyes Wide Shut parties, Earl.
Eyes are the only thing shut.
That's not shut either.
Bye.
I'll keep an eye out for you.
Bye, Earl! I love Earl.
We all
Earl, small town Texas. He drops in every day. He
picks
up some papers.
I have no idea what those papers are. He drops off.
I don't
and picks up.
I don't know what it is. He comes in here.
Are
and
those
does
the
something.
Ratings? Does he? Are those the daily ratings he delivers and picks up? I don't even know.
I don't know. We're hanging with Avery Moore. By the way, we need to remind you, Avery Moore is actually she has a multitude of shows throughout Moon Tower. But we've kind of also been stressing she is taping her very first special. That's a really big deal.
Like on video.
And so this is a really big deal. It's going to be at Cap City Comedy Club on Saturday night, 10:30 p.m.
Yes.
You have zero excuses for not going. You don't have to be up the next morning. I know you listen to the show, so you're not going to church. And she's very precious to the show. You know that she's a long time special guest of ours.
You've been on stage with her.
It's going to be fabulous.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. You're a delight.
Thanks.
You're a delight. And we're all really proud of you. We're not your parents, but sometimes we speak to you that way just because we're proud of you. Okay.
Yeah, you're my comedy dad.
I know you said that before, and I like that. I like that sometimes she'll just text me about
hello,
something.
Hello, father.
And she'll go, hello, father. I have a question. Do you know about that? Now, you have another fun show that's had coming up. Is it tonight or tomorrow at the Valve?
Tonight. Okay. It's Thursday, right?
This is a show that you started a while back.
Yeah.
I didn't even listen.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I said
yeah,
it's Thursday. Thursday.
I just realized what you said.
Yeah. We just celebrated our seven-year anniversary
of the joke of painting.
Yeah. Andrew Murphy and I, former funniest person in Austin and the funniest person in Austin in my heart. And me and Murph Dog started this show called The Joke of Painting, like the joy of painting, with Bob Ross. It's a comedy show and art lesson in one. So we put an easel on the stage and provide art supplies for the comic, and we provide art supplies in the audience for everyone to participate. And the comic paints like a subject from their stand-up.
Right.
Or a character or whatever. It's very open-ended. But they paint something on stage and the audience paints along. And then everybody gets a memento from each set. They get a painting from each set that they did.
I like that.
And we used to have Bob Ross visit from heaven, but then our friend Adam moved to Chicago, and we couldn't replace him because he was too insane.
And there's no other famous artist that you...
Exactly, and no one else could play Bob like Adam can, so Adam Raven.
No other great TV artist.
Yeah.
Is there? No.
I don't think so.
Not really. Not really. And what I love is that it gives a lot.
It's our fourth year at the festival.
And it gives some people the opportunity to perhaps bomb in two mediums.
Yeah. And exactly. Or you can have lots of fun. And if you just have fun at the show, you never bomb. It's a foolproof show. And if people just understood that. And stopped resisting creativity, then sometimes we get people on that are too cool for school and they don't want to do the show. And the people that do the show that realize that if you just
lean into it,
it's so fun, man.
Are you baking the art supplies into the price of the ticket? Are you taking a big loss on this one?
We've been taking a big loss for years, Bob.
Yeah,
we used to do it monthly. For like 5 years, and it was like $60 to $80 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and for comics, like for Andrew and I, we live paycheck to paycheck. So I'd be like, hey man, you got it this month? And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna call my mom
and remember,
see if I can borrow it until next week.
Some people say, well, I live paycheck to paycheck, I'd have $60. But remember, for comics, sometimes paycheck to paycheck, one paycheck to the next paycheck could be 6 months. So it really is a long time to stretch between paychecks.
Yeah, it's not a smart thing to do a show where you have to pay for it. You're supposed to make money, not pay for it. Yeah. And
you got a concept with jewelry making?
No.
Sometimes young people say, I really want to be a comic. And I'm like, no, what you want to do is you want to be successful. That's different than being, you mean I want to be one of the comedians that I see who's made it. Mm-hmm. You don't actually want to be a comic, or you would change your mind about it, because you have to really love what you're doing, which means you have to really hate yourself somewhere inside in order to do this particular line of work.
Yeah, it's just the best thing in the world to make people laugh. And it's my favorite thing in the world. And I guess like bringing it back to like my sobriety and stuff, like I hated it for a while and you knew that. Like I really didn't like comedy anymore. And it was just because I was so sad. And now I love it again. And it's just so freaking cool. And getting to do the joke of painting this year again is really fun because we get, can I tell you who's going to be on it?
Yeah, of course you can.
Andy Kindler.
What?
Andy Kindler's going to be on it. The king of Scream.
So glad that you were getting him out of the house.
Yeah, he's back. The Moon Tower made buttons with his face on it. I put it on my bag.
I need one of those.
Andy Kindler is incredible. If the listeners don't know who he is a comic. He's all of our hero, and he's my favorite comic.
We were talking about him earlier in the week with Daniel Van Kirk about how Daniel was saying something about and Andy was doing it. I can't remember if Andy was thriving or bombing. And he said, and you never know with Andy.
Yeah,
sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's both at the same time. And
And no one steals these jokes.
One time, my favorite joke he ever yelled was at JFL, and I saw a show with him, Lori Kilmartin, and Maria Bamford.
Okay.
In a little black box, and it was the coolest night of my life. And he was on stage, and he goes, "Everyone asks me, Andy, are you gay? Are you gay? I say, no, I have a wife, and her name is Mrs. Beardsley." And I started punching the...
I love it.
We're trying to get Mrs. Beardsley.
We're trying to get him in here tomorrow. Andy,
oh, I won't be able to take
essentially,
it.
Andy locked himself in his house all during COVID.
Yeah.
And then I've been kind of teasing him every once in a while. And then I started getting softer with the teasing because I realized I don't think he's taking it lightly anymore. But he started, like any of us who only lives essentially on Twitter for four mm-hmm. years, he was losing his mind. Everything was setting him off. He was making enemies left and right, which from afar was hilarious for a while. And then I was like, does Andy actually need help? Does he need anybody to reach out and go, Andy, you're loved. Are you okay? And I'm fine. So we're excited.
Me and
hopefully,
Mrs. Beardsley are fine.
Me and Mrs. Beardsley.
And that's great.
That's not his wife's name. His wife is so awesome and cool.
Her name is Mr. Kindler. Everybody knows her real name is Mr. Kindler.
Mr. Kindler.
That's going to be fun. So that show's tonight at the Velveeta.
That's tonight at the Velveeta Room at 7:30.
Yeah.
And then I'm on Stars and Bars at 9.
Well, people can go check out all of
Melissa. You can go check all of it out.
Yeah, you have to do is go to the Moon Tower site, which you can put in moontowercomedyfest.com, and it takes you to austintheater.org.
Yeah, the Paramount site, and then just go to the festival link, go to performers.
And Avery's right there at the top of the performers.
I'm right up there because it's alphabetical, baby.
By first name, which works out nicely for you.
Oh. And you just click on my face, and it'll tell you where I'm going to be.
And you have lots of opportunities to catch Avery.
Yeah.
And
there's ticket links in there for Saturday.
So this special, do you already know, is everything lined out with when it will be released or what have you? Or do you just need to get it in the can first and, hey, Matt, leave me alone. Let me get that done.
No, I want to have it out by next year. I want to have it finished by the next festival.
Okay, but we still got to wait. We got to wait an effing year to see this
thing? Yes, because I'm making a feature-length film with it.
Oh!
I didn't tell you that part, did I?
Well, Bob and I are free agents acting guys right now.
I would love to shoot something in here. You know me, man. I can't just do a special, dude. I wrote a whole movie to go around.
Good. That's Avery.
There's going to be all sorts of fun stuff. I don't want to give away too much, but there will be a full musical opening number. And I'm going into the studio in May to record it. I got studio time. I'm going to go.
It sounds perfectly Avery.
I'm going to go in and you got the touch. You got the power.
Were you ever an alcoholic or were you someone with ADHD who couldn't afford the medicine?
And that's
to basically just take yourself.
Whoa, Matt.
The brutal.
Is your name Leslie?
Sorry, did we just do too much of a break? You had the brutal hangovers could settle you down a little bit.
I threw up every day.
Now that you I got food poisoning and I've been doing a lot of that myself lately.
Dude, if I get sick now, do you know how angry? What was that? A duck?
That's a recording of your old days. This is.
Oh yeah.
We used to sneak into your apartment. You didn't know that?
No.
Live feed of Avery's apartment. I have
this. Just farting, dude.
Fartin Urbano's in town as well.
Yeah, I saw him last night.
Love Fartin.
I got distracted. I forgot what we were talking
about.
Yeah. Your feature movie.
Because the farts. My movie.
No, we were actually asking you about ADHD, and you just said, I got distracted from the question 30 seconds ago.
By the farts. Yeah. tight.
The whole point I was bringing up is that now you've been kind of, you now know how to healthily focus all of the thoughts and energy.
Yeah, I am learning how, yes.
Father.
I'm learning how. It's weird, man. I've been doing that since I was like 15.
Yeah.
Like self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, so, and all that stuff. So, yeah, I just kind of didn't really learn how to be a person.
It was fun sometimes, though, right? You gotta admit,
dude,
it was a little
fun.
Oh, dude,
I had so much fun.
It's kind of fun, though.
I tell everybody, like, in the set, I don't want people to be like, I'm not, like, preaching against all of that stuff. You know, like, if you can do it and you have a healthy relationship with it, that is so freaking tight. Good for you, dog.
Do you know that I'm the kind of person that had to take care of people like you?
You know? No, but see, no one had to take care of me, Bob.
Really?
That's the thing.
Independent
you
woman.
You didn't know. You didn't notice. Somebody was, probably.
You don't know, man. No, no, I was taking care of everybody else. Unfortunately,
you,
no one knew.
You had an ability.
Unfortunately, I was very good at hiding all
of
it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was a secret drinker and not really so much a secret drug person, but people didn't know the extent to which it was.
Oh, you were not a secret drug person. Sorry if that is news to you.
No,
but
no one knew the amount that I was doing.
Oh, some
did
of
you know?
Dad knows.
Okay.
Dads know.
It was a secret thing. It sucked. I was like drinking.
Apparently everybody knows.
Everyone knows now.
Oh, okay.
No, but I was drinking like, I mean, he's talking about when I was like doing like the booger sugar. But I was drinking like airplane bottles like in the middle of the day and stuff.
That airplane bottles is a real sign there too, because it's like you've decided, that way I'll just portion it out to myself.
It's not economical either. I mean,
no, it's not, because I always thought that I was always trying to quit for over a decade. I was always reaching to stop, and it's not like I had a flask or something. I would just, it was temporary, but it was every time. Temporary for a decade.
Yeah. Well, we love you, and
but
I'm very excited.
Look at my skin.
You're glowing.
You look really good.
Straight up, if it inspires you in any way, I'm 35, and people all think that no one believes me anymore.
Yeah.
And I've only been sober for 10 months, and my skin, like, reversed.
You should be in
movies.
Great.
Thanks.
None of your clothes fit.
None of my clothes fit.
You've slendered quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'm really poor, so I can't buy new clothes.
I can't wait to have... I have clothes waiting for me to get skinny,
actually. Yeah, going to... Well, some of my dresses and pants and stuff fit that I kept that I was like, one day. And guess what, baby? Yeah. We freaking did it.
Yeah.
And everything in our lives changing.
It's unfortunate they all have Spuds McKenzie on them, but at least...
dude, I straight... have a Spud shirt that says...
Of course you do! You think we're shocked that you had a Spuds McKenzie shirt?
It says it's party time. It's a Wrangling tee.
That is... God, we always enjoy spending time with you, Avery.
Guys, I love you so much. Thanks for letting me come back so soon and talk about this. I really appreciate it.
Shout out... We also want to remind you, Rachel Feinstein could not be in here. She had a flight thing that happened. Rachel was going to be in this morning. No disrespect to Rachel. Glad she couldn't make it in because we got to see Avery. But we want to remind everybody, Rachel's such a long-term...
Go see Rachel.
Friend of the show, and she will be here for the festival as well, and we want you to go see her as well. Tomorrow on the show, the Sklar Brothers, and also, hopefully, fingers crossed, Andy Kindler will make his return.
I can't handle it.
Hasn't been here in over 5 years, and it wasn't Moon Tower until we saw Andy Kindler in here. It is Moon Tower week. We're having a blast. Avery, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And break a leg, and this is dedicated to you.
Yes!
Yeah, I know you like a little VH. Yeah, aren't you?
Whoa!
Get up!
Not get up!